Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3. Brought to you by Licking County Transit with fixed routes and on-demand response service. They've got your transportation needs covered. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today is Sarah Grace with the Ronald McDonald House. Mostly cloudy skies today. A little bit of rain throughout the day. Joel and I, Sarah, have been arguing all day because I said it's rain likely and he keeps saying, well, you never know. We're not going to get that much rain. Was it raining when you came in?
A little.
See, there you go. I don't feel so bad. Because you were all over me this morning because I put rain likely.
Rain likely. Uh-huh. And what did you say when I questioned that?
I said it's going to rain today.
What did you say?
I don't remember exactly what I said.
You said if there's one drop, I'm vindicated.
It's rain likely.
So I don't know about rain likely. Rain likely means, you know, everybody gets some. I don't think everybody got some today.
We got it in Columbus. You got it here in Newark.
I don't think everybody got some.
You're Clintonville area. Did you get some over there?
I got some on my way.
Okay, so there's three people. Does that encapsulate everybody? Come on, David.
See, you can see what we do.
Come on, David.
All right, here's the other thing before we get started.
Here we go.
Curling.
Here we go.
Curling.
Curling's hot.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we were just talking earlier. It's the sport of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How much did you just slip her underneath there to say that?
Hands above table. There's no slipping anywhere.
Well, and truth be told, you're too cheap to pay anybody off. So, yeah.
That is so hurtful. So true, but so hurtful.
I must be a curling fan. Have you gotten a chance to watch much Olympics?
Just a little here and there. And it's been fun, you know. I feel like usually I'm a summer Olympics person. But this year, you know, it's fun to see what the Winter Olympics.
Now, so do you like the stories? Do you like the actual competition, or do you like the controversy? Because it seems like, you know, with curling, there's boop gate, and there's, you know, people that don't like the French judges when it came to the couples skating, and there's all that kind of stuff. That's always my mom, my family. We love the stories, you know, the Olympians and how they get there, and the triumphs and the tribulations, and how they even made it, whether they finish in a medal round or not. And then there's people that just want to see who got on the podium.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's cool to see the stories. I was following the half tube story with the girl who the first two rounds she fell and then she made it through and won the Olympic gold. You know, stuff like that's really cool.
Yeah, right on.
Would you do anything like that? Could we see Sarah Gray sometime out on a tube, as you say it, doing the half pipe?
Oh my gosh. No. I am very accident prone. I say there's a reason I was a swimmer growing up, because there's very little chance of getting hurt, and yet I still managed to get hurt.
Swimming?
Yes. Many times I would accidentally like fall in the pool and hit my head on the side or what have you. Very accident prone. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous now. Do we have any bubble tape around here? Poor lady comes in here and falls off a chair. I'll be like, oh my God.
Yeah, you'd think injuries in swimming be pulled muscle or that kind of stuff.
You know.
I had many concussions. I don't know how it happened.
You're supposed to stop before the wall gets
there. Turn.
You see, the coach is you.
Stop. You're at 45 meters. It's time to turn.
Yeah, the pool's only 30. Oh, Sarah, you should have never told us that. Oh, my gosh. All right. Ronald McDonald House. It was a couple months back. We did a promotion, giveaway donuts. You guys won. We came out there. And man, oh, man, Sarah, if for folks who've never been around a Ronald McDonald House, God bless you, what you folks are doing. But maybe, again, remind people of the mission of Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. So when you have a child in the hospital, whether they're just there for appointments or they're inpatient, it can be really difficult to go back and forth between your house, especially if you're maybe out here in Newark and going to Nationwide Children's, or maybe you're out in Ashland, or you're from Florida or something, and your child needs specialized treatment here in Columbus. So we provide a place where they can stay. We provide them with lodging, so a very comfortable bed donated by Tempur-Pedic, so they're very soft. And activities for the kids to do, playrooms. You guys saw our zoo room, very fun area. Provide them with their food, their laundry, their toiletries, anything they might need. So all they need to focus on, think about, is their kid and their healing. And that's just incredible that the parents, you know, they don't have to think about their hotel bill or where they're going to stay, where their next meal will come from. All they can think about is, how am I going to get my child the best care they need?
Mm-hmm. Now, you go way back with this, even though you've been with the Ronald McDonald House as an employee for 2 years. Maybe talk a little bit about how you got kind of brought in to this position?
Yeah, the first time I heard about Ronald McDonald House, I was a little. I was maybe in elementary school.
Pre-concussion.
Pre-concussion, okay. Yes. So I remember it, right? So I had a little friend who had cancer as well. And so her family stayed at the Ronald McDonald House in Cincinnati. And that was a tremendous help for them when she was getting daily treatment. And it was very helpful. So I remember that. And whenever I'd go to McDonald's, I'd see the little, you know, the collection bins for the change. And we'd put our extra change in it.
Okay, real quick, because I did not know this. I'm curious. Did you know that you can round up at McDonald's?
Oh, yeah.
See, I had no idea.
Oh, and the drive-thrus too. Yes, now that I've seen,
they've got the little thing where you can drop in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But folks can round up at McDonald's, and that all goes to the Ronald McDonald House. Explain, because here's the other thing. A lot of folks, well, Ronald McDonald House, these guys don't need any money. Ronald McDonald's just keeps feeding them all the money they need. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, so they're our founding and forever partner is what we say. They helped us get off the ground with the introduction of Shamrock Shakes, actually. That's how the first one was founded in Philadelphia, with the help of Shamrock Shakes. And they're back right now. Every 25 cents from a Shamrock Shake sold here in Central Ohio will go right back to our house and the Shamrock McFlurry. But McDonald's funds, you know, about a fifth to a sixth of our operational costs every year. So we still need help, but you can round up at McDonald's. You can ask them to round up. And you can also donate or round up on the app.
Yeah. See, I did not. And I was telling Sarah, as much as I take my little brother there, almost every time I get him, he's like, let's go to McDonald's.
Right.
And I'm like, so.
Oh, twist my arm.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I didn't say I didn't order anything. Well, and look, I'm not shake person, but I, because I didn't know this, I'll get a shake.
Have you done the Shamrock McFee?
They're good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you should try one.
Okay. So that's better than the
shake. You should try one.
It's like Oreos mixed in there.
Okay. Well,
you should try one.
You had me at McFlurry. I mean, really, pretty much. Didn't. All right, so the size of that home, and it's kind of unique because it's...
We're the biggest in the world right here in Central Ohio. 206 rooms. We're like a medium-sized hotel here in Columbus, right across the street from Nationwide Children's.
Mm-hmm. So, what are the requirements to be able to go to the home? I mean, is there... You know, if Joel and I have some issues with somebody in our family, how do you decide who gets to stay?
Yeah. So it's a pretty simple process. We look at people who are living at least 35 miles away from the house. So, you know, if you live like me in Clintonville, it's a little easier for me to get back and forth than if you live on the very opposite side of Newark, you know, or Ashland, Athens, wherever. So we look at the location as... And so about 40% of the people who stay there are from Ohio and all across Ohio. And then the rest are from all over the country and even the world. And then from there, you have to just get a referral from a social worker at the hospital. Pretty easily, you just ask your doctor, or the social worker will already know and come in. And then we do a background check and you're good to stay.
So it's not based on economics.
No.
I mean, I don't want folks to think, well... Again, you know, here's this person's, you know, well off, and they're why are they at Ronald McDonald? It has nothing to do with that.
No, it's completely free. And even if, you know, you can't afford a hotel, why would you want to stay at a hotel that's a little farther away than the Ronald McDonald House? Once again, across the street, when you have all these playrooms at the house and activities for your kids to do, whereas at the hotel, you're just staring at a TV. You know, you come back from the hospital to these like blank walls and nothing really to do. And then at the house, you know, we have, if the parents want to work out, we have a little workout room. We have billiards if they want to play. Or if the
curling?
Kid not currently. I got to work on that. I'll suggest that. So, and then, you know, the kids, we have playgrounds, splash pads, the zoo room, the princess room where they can dress up as princesses. So it's really a place where they can, you know, still live their lives. I mean, we've had families stay there as long as 3 years, even if you're pretty well off. That's a
3 years.
3 years. Yeah.
Wow.
So, well, and two, I think, you know, just, you know, the fact that you have 206 rooms, and it's, I mean, it's not exactly shared experience, but I would imagine too, like, hey, if you're playing pool or, you know, you're at the splash pads or whatever, you know, the other families are going to be in similar situations. So I mean, strength in numbers, you know, shared experience. There's got to be some healing happening there as well.
100%. We have seen families from completely different areas of the state, of the country, become friends. One of my favorite pictures is of like three or four different families at Thanksgiving. They pushed a bunch of tables together so they could enjoy Thanksgiving together as a big, like, four or five families, however many. And they know they're all going through this experience together. And from what I've heard, they share an understanding, you know, through a look that just surpasses words, you know. And some of them are more talkative. They want to talk about what they're going through. Some of them, they just want to be with other families who understand. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's a bit of a community there.
Right on.
Real quick, is there like a, you know, like Habitat for Humanity? Mm-hmm. Folks have to kind of put a little sweat equity into it. Do the parents have to do anything in the home? Like if, you know, say, hey, you got to volunteer maybe a couple mm-hmm. hours a day, nothing like that? Or if I'm sure some may want to jump in and help out if they can. Right.
I mean, they have to, while they're staying there, they have to clean their own room however often they want to, you know, do their own laundry. But that's it, truly. All they have to focus on is their child.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And you said 206 rooms. You're about what kind of capacity right now? Because you are expecting that to go up.
Yes. Yeah, so we expanded in 2023, becoming the largest in the world. And we are about 50 to 60% capacity, which is exactly where we want to be. Because if you've driven past Nationwide Children's Hospital, you've seen they're doing a lot of construction. They are expanding. And that's set to open in the next year or so. And when that opens, we're expecting to go up and be right around 90% mm-hmm. to maybe even 100%. And, you know, we want a little bit of wiggle room, but yeah, so 50, 60% expecting more.
And your staff numbers?
We have 25 full-time staff. With our part-time, we're nearing 55 to 60, but I think that's incredible. With 25 full-time staff, we basically run a medium-sized hotel. And a lot of the staff are in roles like me, you know, or fundraising, where we're focusing more on getting awareness out and donations. We're not even boots on the ground. Mm-hmm. So the way we're able to operate is truly with volunteers. Mm-hmm. We have nearly 300 at least monthly volunteers who come in. We have like a bunch of retired men called the craftsmen who come in twice a week and they do the maintenance. We have like the Tuesday crew and we have the Thursday crew, you know, a bunch of different groups of individuals who come in.
Well, hold that thought because we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about how the rest of the community can get in and help out as a volunteer with the Ronald McDonald House. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath, brought to you by Licking County Transit, safely connecting people to places and possibilities. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, powered by Licking County Transit. Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guest today is Sarah Grace with the Ronald McDonald House. Cloudy skies, chance of rain throughout the day today. I want to make sure I say it like that. So Joel doesn't yell at me because
I never yell.
No,
I just try to
make me feel bad when I say something like that.
I just try to manipulate you and work you into accurate information.
Good luck with that.
Yes.
Back with Sarah Grace, the Ronald McDonald House. Just before the break, we were talking about ways that folks can volunteer. And, you know, it's funny. I was telling you about the Key Club at Newark High School. They'll go over and they'll serve lunch. I mean, there's a million ways you can help out, correct?
Yeah, truly. Any way you like to. So between families staying in rooms, we need help flipping the rooms, just like a hotel. So if you want to come in with your family, your church group, your coworkers, and help flip rooms, we'd be happy to have you. We also have two different chefs on staff that can lead you through cooking a meal. We call it team cuisine.
Mm. So That sounds like a Donny thing there. Learn from a chef.
Piqued my interest right there.
Yeah. Ooh, I love the sound of that.
Yeah. So we have a chef leading you through. They buy all the ingredients for you, and you cook a healthy and nutritious meal for our family.
Yeah, and see, with Donny, it'd be easy because he doesn't need a hairnet.
Right?
Really? Why? Jeez. Oh, you sure you want to come back here and do the show again?
Oh, I'd be happy to.
Yeah, now that you know what you're getting into. How do you sign up then? Is it just go online? Do you call? Is there a vetting process for volunteers?
So you just go to our website, and under the volunteer tab, there's tons of different opportunities, like all the ones I just mentioned. And if you're signing up as a group, there's a little form to fill out. If you want to come as an individual, a different form to fill out. Makes sense. And we'll get in contact with you, help you schedule. We can also, I didn't mention this, but if there's a certain activity you like, or like curling, and you want to teach the kids how to curl.
Or swimming.
Yeah. maybe something more like bingo or crafts.
I hope you're not in charge of the splash pads. I mean, no offense.
Yeah. Yeah, the likelihood of injury on that, a little less, hopefully. Knock on wood. Yeah. But if you want to lead an activity with kids, you can do that. And they love it. You know, bingo gets a little cutthroat at the house.
Oh, really?
Yes. The kids love bingo.
I don't want any part of that. That's all I need.
What do you mean you don't want any part of that?
I don't want any kid throwing a bingo marker at
me. You talk about playing games at your house and it gets super cutthroat. So you'd be perfect for that, too.
I don't want to be in charge of it, though. I want to be down on the ground going, I had bingo first. Yeah. I don't want no part of that. So when you get these parents in there, what... Again, thank God, knock on woods, both my boys were healthy. Joel's son was healthy. I mean, can you just see it kind of wash over him that, like, okay, I don't have anything I got to worry about other than my child? Because, like, I, not to get too serious about it, but I can't imagine what that would be like.
Yeah. I mean, truly, I've had moments where parents are just overwhelmed. I remember over Christmas, we had, like, Santa's workshop where parents could quote-unquote shop, pick from some free gifts for their children. And I was volunteering running that, helping parents pick out gifts for their children. One family was just flabbergasted. They were like, we arrived today and we've already been shocked by how amazing this house is. It has everything we need and we can just rest. And now we're picking out gifts for our kids. And we're going to need to buy another suitcase for the plane back home for right. all the gifts. And yeah, it's truly incredible to just see how the families are able to mentally decompress, to continue living their life, you know, while their child gets that treatment.
Mm-hmm. So what's the kind of, do you have folks from the hospital coming over too and saying, what can we do to help? What's that relationship like with the hospitals? Or just mostly you folks there in the home? Or, I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine there wouldn't be a doctor who would come over, a nurse or somebody, just to check to say, hey, here's what's happening with your child, anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, they usually go over to the hospital with right. appointments, but we do work super closely with the hospital. I know our family service managers communicate with the social workers at the hospital, the nurses, and check in, like, is this family going to their appointments? Obviously, no medical confidential information is shared, but right. just, like, they go into their appointments. Will they be able to go home anytime soon, or will they still need to stay for a little while? Things like that.
Yeah. Well, and you talk about, you know, being so close. I mean, right next door. Mm-hmm. That has to be huge, too. Like you said, if you're staying in a hotel, there's no hotel right next door.
No.
So that proximity, again, when you talk about comfort and being able to relax, knowing that, you know, if there is an issue, you're literally a hop, step, and a jump. From yes. your child, even though they're receiving care, that's got to be huge.
Oh, it is huge. And, you know, when some parents will try to do it on their own, I guess you can say, they're like, we want to be with our kid 24/7. But then they sleep for a week on the hospital couch and they're in the room and they're like, this isn't sustainable. So then they accept the care and they come over. And even just being away from, like, the beeping noises, the nonstop, like, rushing of the medical professionals. Like, it can be overwhelming and overstimulating for the brain. So, like, coming back, sleeping, taking a breath, and going, to their child. It's just a great reset for the parents.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, it's just, again, anybody's ever been in a hospital, good luck getting any sleep. I don't care if you're the patient or the family
that
member.
That 2 a.m., hey, you need a sleeping pill? No, I was asleep.
We're going to come in here and poke you and draw some blood. I mean, right. You're not getting any sleep at all when you're over there. To go back to, like, the volunteering and those kind of things, those folks that do that too are pretty special. That I love the whole craftsman thing. I mean, that's just
they're so great.
But I mean, because think about that. I mean, if you didn't have those folks to be able to do that, I mean, it sounds to me like you're already doing a lot.
Right. I mean, yeah, it helps us save a ton of money so that we can put that towards families, towards like the Gifts in Santa's Workshop, or towards the other amenities so that our families can have a safe and supportive place to stay. And the craftsmen, they're great. I come into work in the morning and they're sitting around tables sipping coffee, going over, you know, their stories of the past before they go over what they're going to do today. They're going to fix an HVAC system. They're going to fix the plumbing in another room and all these things. And they're such a lovely bunch of men.
Yeah. Well, and that too, that demonstrates you're being responsible with the donations that you get, because when you have that many volunteers, you fed 300 volunteers.
300 like individual monthly volunteers. Yeah, I mean, and that doesn't even include, you know, people who come in work groups or church groups.
That's an amazing number. Yeah. And that helps keep costs down. And when you're focused on the families, that's the mission of Ronald McDonald House. So I can't imagine a better environment.
Right.
Now, tell me about this world famous bake sale, because we missed it. Because we were...
you're right. Yes. They were all getting geeked for that when we were there.
It's always around Christmas, correct?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about this.
So it's the Friday before Thanksgiving, and it's kind of like a holiday bazaar is how I like to describe it, because we have hundreds of baked goods. I like to say it's not your average bake sale. So we have hundreds of baked goods. We have about 1,000 pumpkin rolls made by the Amish community and Columbus Culinary School students. And we have a bunch of vendors with like holiday gifts. I know I got a bunch of gifts for my family with local vendors. And there's also like a little book sale. There's also lunch made by firefighters, so you can get some firehouse chili. And it's a whole event.
Where is this at? Is it right there on the campus?
Yeah, it's at the Ronald McDonald House. It's like the only event where we open our doors for the public. So you can come in, you can kind of get a little idea of what the house looks like on the inside, shop around, support the house. I think it's been going on over 40 years now, which is quite incredible.
Now, I bet a lot of people from the hospital come over to shop.
Yes. A bunch of hospital staff on their lunch break come over. They do some shopping, get some holiday gifts, get some lunch. It's a great time.
No, it's the pumpkin roll that I heard about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody, I remember that.
Yep.
We dropped off the donuts, because I think it was like a week later or so that you guys were doing that. And I thought, okay, that doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, I'll have to come back with a pumpkin roll next
time. Well, I wouldn't let you come back if you didn't bring one.
Okay.
I
mean, it sounds like a deal.
Sounds good to me. I was thinking about coming out there, but hey, if you're going to deliver. Do you do any other fundraisers like that throughout the community, or is that the big one?
Oh my gosh, we have so many fundraisers. So throughout the entire year, we have handbag hullabaloos, four of them, which are kind of like purse bingos is what I like to say. So designer handbags, we got Coach, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, all the things. And you come and it's a whole night of fun, raising funds for the house and all trying to win handbags, but also support an incredible mission. We also have a golf classic in July and a steer show in August at the State Fair. And we have a sporting clays event every year. Mm-hmm. So lots going on. And you can just head to our website, look at our calendar of events, and you can see them all lined up.
So what's that website?
rmhc-centralohio.org.
Okay. And Facebook, and you guys, social media, all that good stuff.
Yep. We're on all the channels. Mm-hmm. Yep. Just look us up.
Again, I can't speak for Joel, but I think he probably was the same. I walked out of there just going, oh my gosh, what a little gem we had. Not little. I mean, it's the biggest one in the world.
Biggest one in the world.
But I mean, my gosh, again, thankfully have not had to worry about anything like that with our boys. But What a thing to have in the community that you can do that. So I appreciate all that you do. You tell Megan Evans the next time. She better get in here.
I'll let her know.
But it was so much fun having you come in. And again, if folks want to volunteer, they can get all that information on your website, correct?
Yes.
And take care of it
that way. Thank
you so much. Oh, no, thank you, Sarah. I appreciate everything you do and what the Ronald McDonald House is doing to help parents across. And you said somebody from, where'd you say, Netherlands?
Yeah, we have someone from that area right now staying at the house. But, I mean, we've had people from Jamaica and from Japan, anywhere you can think of really stay at the house.
And right here in the Columbus area. It's amazing. So thank you so much. Be sure to join us on Friday's Talk of the Town as Kelly Hunt and Charity McFarland with Newark Kiwanis will join us. They'll talk about all they're doing in the community and, of course, the popular pancake breakfast that's coming up. That's on Friday's Talk of the Town, powered by Licking County Transit.